This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go.
Let love explode and bring the dead to life. I love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow,
my hands are ready. Ooh, my feet are ready. Ooh, my heart is ready. Let's go.
Let love explode and bring the dead to life. I love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, now I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring. Let hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I'll overcome. Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Roaring,
he's roaring,
roaring, roaring like a lion.
Yeah,
yeah.
Roaring,
roaring,
he's roaring.
Listen,
and the fire falls. Come shake the ground.
Shake the ground. The sound.
A revival.
Revival.
Say it one more time. We need your fire. Cause our hearts are cold.
Come
shake the ground. We need you now. Sing that one more time. If we ever needed you before.
Great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
forevermore.
Bill Martinez Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, coming to you from Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs, overlooking Pikes Peak. What a beautiful sight, I'll tell you. Just so you know, just to kind of give you an update, I was here. My brother passed yesterday. And it's a bit with a heavy heart, with mixed emotions, as you can imagine. He was a career Air Force and succumbed to, the ailments he was dealing with, which were resultant from, you know, some effects of Agent Orange during Vietnam. And there are many vets dealing with the same thing. And the Denver senator and sent a statement. It was just very touching and supportive for the family. So just to let you know, that again was one of the reasons why I was here, is why I came a couple of weeks ago, was to visit him, and it looked good, but it was time. It was time for, God called him, and it was time for him to go home. And he's not having to deal with, a ventilator and dealing with a sickness anymore. So, again, I thank you for your prayers and your support. The family is doing well. We're getting through the process. And yes, this has been, a bit of a year. You know, we lost our mom the end of January, and now my brother at 75, the oldest of the siblings and, of nine kids. So, we treasure your prayers and your support. Thank you so much. It is time for Megan Barth here, because it is showtime, okay? And Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday to you. Hey, so much to talk about. There was the week ended up quite dramatically with, go figure. We get a judge that has some reason in mind and tells the special counsel, show me the beef here. If you can't show me the beef, then you guys are on a fishing hunt of fishing hunts. And I think they've been in a mad scramble to try to cover up that decision, are they not?
Well, yeah, and we've been talking about this witch hunt for quite a while. You have to look at this and say, what is it really predicated on? What crime was committed? What evidence do they have that a crime was committed in order to open an investigation? They had nothing except for opposition research paid for by a Hillary Clinton campaign and concocted by foreign agents. This is the fruit of the poisonous tree, and I've been talking about this for quite some time, that if an investigation was started on false evidence or false documentation or even obtained evidence illegally, then the investigation is null and void. What I found so surprising was that one of Mueller's lawyers basically said that he had, unlimited power based on a memo that was issued by Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
That this special counsel has unlimited power to go beyond the original scope. And so the judge said, I want to see that memo.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecutor says, no, sorry, you can't. Yeah, he can. And that's when the judge says, I'll be the judge of that.
Right, exactly.
And so what we have is this special counsel that has unfettered power. And according to Judge Ellis, he said no American wants anyone to have unfettered power. But yet here we have a special counsel, Robert Mueller, seemingly granted unfettered power by Rod Rosenstein. So this is going to get real interesting really quick once we see that memo from Rod Rosenstein that the judge has demanded be turned over within 2 weeks.
Well, this whole thing is so bizarre, Megan. I mean, what is going on? Because you've got Manny Moe and Jack here between Rod Rosenstein, Mueller, and Comey. And at one point, it seems like Rosenstein, I don't know if he had a conscience for a moment and thought, okay. And have you had a chance to review, you know, the statements that he wrote? I mean, were his documents to the president supporting why James Comey needed to be fired. Have you reviewed that lately?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, that's quite indicting. And so here it is, you know, you got the three that are seemingly ahead of this cabal here in this secret government, and Rosenstein, for some reason, throws him under the bus. And you're thinking, wait, what? This is all so bizarre here, you know, because you can't seem to get the record straight, and you don't know, you know, who are the good guys, who are the bad guys in this deal, but it just seems like we got a lot of bad guys.
Well, the DOJ and the FBI is still operating under the Barack Obama administration, where it's obstruct, 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 weaponize the federal bureaus against your political enemies. And for Rob Rosenstein to say that he's not going to be extorted by Congress, excuse me, but Congress has the authority, especially
the oversight. Sure.
Right. The Congress has the authority to keep the branch in check.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the constitutional authority granted by Congress. So we don't have rogue agencies, even like the DOJ, headed now, I guess, by Rod Rosenstein, since Jeff Sessions is entirely missing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad to see that Devin Nunes wants to file obstruction of justice charges against Jeff Sessions, because this is obstruction of justice. When you withhold evidence or documents from his congressional committee, that is obstruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that is frustrating Main Street America, Megan, because they're going, wait a minute, don't they have oversight? I mean, when Congress says, hey, you got to give me this stuff, you have to give me this stuff. Oh, and isn't Jeff Sessions on our side? He doesn't seem to be on our side. And when I say our side, I'm talking about a conservative viewpoint or a constitutional viewpoint. And, you know, like you said, he's missing in action. And this is so frustrating, and why his head is being called for, you know, every week.
Right. And, you know, President Trump has the power to unredact some of those documents. And from what we understand is that the documents that are being released are so redacted that it's hard to tell what even the documents say. And the redactions are only supposed to come when there's highly sensitive confidential information that may compromise national security.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're seeing redactions done to protect civil servants like James Comey, or civil servants like Rod Rosenstein, who the special counsel lawyer basically said, no, Judge, I'm sorry, you can't see those documents because they're confidential. What a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how do you tell the judge that you're before,
right,
that I can't show you the information? You know, it's on a need-to-know basis, and we determined that you don't need to know. And on top of that, we have unlimited power. Oh, my. It's like
starting to believe their own BS, but they got away with it for so long. They're drunk on their unfettered power. And we saw this time and time again, whether it was with James Comey, who Michael McCasey, I don't know if you saw yesterday on Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, he basically said, I don't know if you've read the book yet, but if you do, have some Pepto-Bismol ready.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yep, exactly. And, of course, also seemingly in the dark of night over the weekend, Lisa Page finds the exit door, huh?
Yeah, and also another lawyer at the FBI who Comey says was an upstanding citizen. So we'll see who flips. There's plenty of canaries in the coal mine.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's amazing. It's like whose side's going to flip the fastest or the first. But, you know, Manafort definitely got a lifeline with the judgment by this judge. And it is kind of set this special prosecution back on its heels. But, hey, look, at this is the deep state, and they live another day. And as long as they continue to live and we don't knock the head off the snake, they're going to continue to be biting. So stay tuned for more. And stay tuned for more of Megan Barth right here on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Megan Barth, the proprietor, founder of RegganBabe.com, continues. Megan, you and I were talking, you know, during the break here about these people, really victims of our government, victims of we the people, who, for the sake of truth and serving the government, are being attacked by the left, whether, you know, it was Lois Lerner with the IRS, how that was weaponized, the EPA. I mean, is the truth be known? I mean, the stories are broad. They are voluminous of how the government, the heavy hand of the government, has come upon everyday citizens and have ruined their lives, their reputations, financially ruined them, all because they decide, hey, they're going to bolt down the screws. And basically, that's a little bit about what this judge kind of addressed with the Manafort case. But, you know, the reality is people's lives are being ruined at the hands of our government that have been allowed to be so empowered, so disgustingly. I mean, this is so unrighteous on many levels, Megan.
Well, and in the case of Manafort, you know, they're using evidence procured back in 2007. Mm-hmm. And so the judge is like, what does this have to do with the special counsel? You know, that's why this evidence is so crucial. But we have another victim, Michael Caputo. Last year, Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat out of California, mentioned Michael Caputo's and his wife's name in a public congressional hearing. She referred to Mr. Caputo as Putin's image maker. Now, Michael Caputo simply worked on the Trump campaign as an advisor. Now, what evidence did Jackie Speier have as far as Putin's image maker? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, he received death threats. He and his family, he had to lawyer up. He's been dragged in front of congressional committees. He's had to move from Buffalo to Washington, D.C. to try to make more money, D.C. money, not Buffalo money, he said.
Right.
He's had to move away from his ailing father. He's had to dip into his child's college fund. So far, his legal fees have surpassed $100,000. So he started a GoFundMe account, went on Sean Hannity, went on Neil Cavuto over the weekend, which I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, Michael Caputo's GoFundMe account has blossomed to close to $300,000, and mostly in $20 donations from many MAGA supporters.
Exactly.
So now it's just criminal to be associated with the Trump campaign. This doesn't have anything to do with Russian collusion. He wasn't a Putin image maker, whatever the hell that means.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie Speier and her Democrats aren't looking at a crime. They are looking at a person to find a crime.
Well, the thing
that upends the whole entire justice system, what we are witnessing now, is a crime does not have to exist. Simply being a conservative working on the Trump campaign is crime in and of itself to be investigated. And then once you're investigated, they sure as hell will find a crime, because you and I, Bill, have both probably have broken crimes in our lives. We just don't know about it because there's so many crimes on the books.
Well, the fact of the matter is even, you know, our conversation and this radio show, if I was based in California, you know, could be subject to a crime here, especially with this new legislation that has already passed the Assembly. I haven't heard if the Senate has passed it yet, but any conversation about the Bible, I mean, the Bible's going to be out. I mean, it's just all a matter of time. You just see the trajectory and the road that they're traveling on. You know, conservatives are going to be blotched out. And look at this recent study that came out about professors. I mean, you know, 1 in 10 professors across the country, we knew this, but we didn't have the hard numbers. But now we've got some empirical evidence that demonstrates that 1 out of 10 professors in our universities across our country are absolutely liberal. There's only 1 in 10 conservatives in all the universities, Megan. I mean, it is so overwhelming. So it just reinforces what we've been saying about the indoctrination of our kids at the cost of a lot of money. Over $1 trillion we've paid for the indoctrination of our kids. The other thing that galls me is the Democrats' holier than thou attitude about this whole Russian collusion thing, when they themselves are card carrying Democratic socialists, and they have been marching to the philosophy of the Russian oligarchs for a long time. I mean, Trevor Loudon has exposed them. We're going to be talking with Paul Kengor, the professor out of the Northwest, who has written the book Dupes. And historically, he demonstrates the evidence. I mean, he documents the evidence here. And you see, most of them are Democrats that have been buddy-buddy. They've been hand-in-hand and in bed with the Russians. And so for them, you know, to do this, I think maybe it's just a counteroffensive, you know, that they figure, well, as long as they keep roaring about the Republicans, then they won't look at them, right?
Well, right. I mean, historically, the Democrats have always sided with the communists. I mean, you look at John Kerry, he was siding with the communists in Vietnam. You look at Ted Kennedy, he was siding with the communists
exactly.
in Russia, trying to undermine Reagan's end of the Cold War.
Right.
You look at Luis Gutierrez, who was an alderman in Chicago, who started out as a Puerto Rican socialist and found his way into the Democrat Party. Why is it that Democrats always socialists or communists always find a home in the Democrat Party? Well, it's because the Democrat Party's platform, as of late, specifically as the last 30 years, it's not much different than a socialist doctrine.
It's become more definitive. I mean, these are Trevor Loudon has the document. They're card-carrying socialists. They belong to the Democratic Socialist Party. And I say, Trevor, how do they put their hand on the Bible and say they're going to defend the Constitution when they are in direct antithetical alignment with the Constitution?
Well, and you have the New York Times, you know, singing happy birthday to Karl, 200 years to Karl Marx. You have Michael Moore from Canada, you know, praising Karl Marx. Under a communist regime, we lost 100 million people because of the regime. Mass genocide. And somehow I guess we just need to sacrifice 100 million more to see if communism works this time around.
Exactly. No, it's absolutely insane. But this is our government, and this is why the citizenry must activate. It has to, because of all this stuff that's going on and all the distraction. I mean, meanwhile, in spite of all this, look what the unemployment rate, where it's at, the economy, what's happening. I mean, there's still and then you got John Kerry interfering with Iran. What's up with this?
Yeah, and if there was ever a time to enforce the Logan Act, it would be now. I mean, this is what really started the whole witch hunt against General Michael Flynn. Actually, he was talking to a Russian during the transition,
right?
Which we normally do in any presidential transition team. We reach out to a variety of ambassadors, and oh, guess what? Some happen to be Russians. And so this whole Logan Act was used by the Democrats at that time, but all of a sudden they've just forgotten about the Logan Act. Now is the time to enforce a law that really has not been enforced. But when you have John Kerry coordinating with the mullahs in Iran to try to usurp this president, what else would qualify as prosecution under the Logan Act?
Exactly. I mean, this thing is so bad on so many levels, you know, and it just reeks of hypocrisy. But, you know, where's the mainstream media? Well, of course, we know they've been MIA and they will continue to be so,
you know, with the porn star.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, as I was suggesting last week with one of our guests, sadly, the mainstream media has become the National Enquirer.
Well, yes, and you know, you were talking about professors having a political bias. Now, all of a sudden, it's cool to have a political bias when you're a journalist.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, it's the order of the day, Megan Barth, you know, and it's all stemming from this Trump derangement syndrome that's overtaking them in such a way that they can't even see it. They're blinded by their own ideology.
On purpose. Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
The power.
This is why we, the people, Main Street America, has to rise up. It's not a one and done thing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they look at Democrats and Nancy Pelosi are, you know, they're predicting a blue wave. I'm not sure what tea leaves they're looking into. Probably the same ones that said that Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, right?
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back.
100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Good morning, America. It's Lou Euler time. You know what that means? The founder and president of National Tax Limitation Committee. We talk about smaller government. We talk about a responsible government. This is one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies, National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how you doing? Good to be talking to you as always.
Well, it's a great pleasure to join you once again.
Well, Lou, I especially took note of your recent article that you wrote, There's Joy in Manning the Oars. U.S. job opportunities, you write, continue to increase compared to a year ago, with predictions for a bright economic outlook in 2018 because of the Republican tax reform and President Trump's deregulation discipline. Those two key elements have been critical to the enthusiasm level being on an increase and people realizing more money than they have heretofore.
Yes, this is what happened to us during the Obama period was the propensity to take people out of the workforce, reduce work requirements as an exchange for benefits, etc. As a matter of fact, in a two-year period, because the work requirement was relieved, the use of food stamps went from 24 to 48 million people, doubled in a two-year period. And that is just a total assault on all those who are working, and it cripples those who are trying to do better. But are being, you know, the incentives are being removed from trying to find a job and working and doing the honorable thing.
No. Lou, it's an assault on their very character and humanity. Thank God there's still enough people in this country that realize, you know, what being productive is all about. And that natural instinct allowed for this pushback and allowed for President Trump to come in. I mean, I was getting very concerned, frankly, that there were too many people relying on the government, because this was what Barack Obama and the Democrats and progressives want the people to do, is to be totally reliant on government. Now, that grows government. It deprives them of humanity. And it, as you suggest in the title of this column here, It deprives them of their joy.
That's absolutely right. And the other factor that is so critical is that for a nation like ours to progress and to increase wages for those who are working and open up new jobs, you've got to have the maximum workforce. And when you entice people to stop working and to sit on their hands and not man the oars, you reduce the capability of the society to build value and wealth and increase that base for everyone.
Yes.
Now, fortunately, what we're seeing now is a tremendous improvement in the outlook of small business people nationally, wages going up, et cetera, as a part of the result of what Trump is doing.
Exactly. But sadly, we have a shortage of workers because of the influence of these Obama-era handouts. Is that not true?
Exactly right. We reduced the workforce substantially. Now the challenge is to return them to the workforce and really expand the base of workers in America.
The other thing that has not been addressed, Lou, that I think that we're going to deal with at some point, and that is that, you know, people, because they are happiest when they're working, even though President Obama and his economic policies did a lot to rob America of its joy and its prosperity, people still had to exist. I mean, even though President Obama said, okay, well, what we're going to do is we're not even going to count them anymore. The big portion of the workforce. We just say they're not participating because they're not in the club. They're not participating. Well, guess what? They're working under the table. And dare I say, I haven't been able to discern, I know this by gut, that there's millions of unaccounted dollars, untaxed dollars that are out there flying around in the economy. And the people, in order to survive, the labor force, in order to survive, said, hey, I'll work under the table. I'll do whatever it takes. Two, three under the table jobs. And because the fact of the matter is that they still have a $3,000-$4,000 a month nut that they have to meet every month, regardless if they're doing it with a job, with or without Obamacare. They've got to survive. And those dollars and that attitude still has to be redeemed into the fold of the U.S. labor force, does it not?
Absolutely. And another element that is so critical that emerges when you have a productive workforce is the productivity of each hour spent working is increased when employers have an incentive to get new tools and equipment, to invest in those, to make each worker more productive. And that's what's happening now with the rapid write-off of capital expenses for new computers, for new tooling, etc., is that each worker is now producing more per hour worked. Therefore, they can be the employers can afford to pay them more, so everybody wins.
Well, this isn't consistent with anything that Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and the Democrats said was going to happen. They said all that extra money that small business and corporations got, that they would put it in their pocket. And here they were shocked when bonuses were being paid out. You had capital improvements being made. You know, business people understand, you know, the life of the business is the life of the business. They got to keep it going. And who makes that business, you know, continue to rock and roll but the people, the employees? That is their most precious resource, and they understand that. But the Democrats They don't. They fearmonger and say, oh, well, you know, these big businesses, these money, hungry, greedy business owners and stuff, they're just going to put it in their pocket. Well, that's not what happened, Lou, and that's not what you're saying happened.
That's absolutely right. And here you have somebody like Pelosi, who's the wealthiest or second wealthiest person in the Congress of the United States, calling these wage increases crumbs, $1,000 or $2,000 a year, and of course maybe it is to her, but it is not to the people that are on the receiving end. And what they continue to lie about is who pays the corporate tax. Studies worldwide have confirmed over the last quarter century that 70 to 90 cents out of every corporate tax dollar paid is borne by workers in lower wages and reduced job access, not by Wall Street or the rich.
Mm-hmm.
So this tax cut is the greatest boon to the working force in America that we've had in decades.
Well, we have to continue to protect that and fight for it. And Lou, I know at Limit Taxes, that is part of your mission. You've been fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people, and we laud you for that, and we want to support you at every turn, because this is absolutely critical. And the other part of this, and part and parcel to the solution, is that we need activation. The citizens of this country need to be aware, you know, knowledge precedes action, and we want the right knowledge preceding the right action. And where can they go to learn more, Lou, and to be a part of the good fight that we're continuing to wage against this government that wants to explode right before our eyes?
Well, we are expanding the campaign to protect and expand the tax reform and the tax cuts, and they can come to our website, limittaxes.org, for an update on where people are working and how they can get involved.
And I would say do so. Run, do not walk, to that website and get involved. We need you in the fight. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, as always, appreciate the time, buddy.
You bet.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The Bank of America Spring 2018 Small Business Owner Report found that the strength of the economy and recent changes to the federal tax code have pushed entrepreneur optimism to its highest point in 3 years. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America.
Small business owner optimism with respect to the economy and their individual business outlook have reached the highest level since 2015. Many entrepreneurs also believe changes to the tax policy will work to their advantage and are seizing the opportunity to invest in their business.
According to the survey, 54% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will continue to climb in 2018. Furthermore, the majority of entrepreneurs cite the tax policy changes as a game changer for small businesses, and 63% say it's made them more optimistic about their own business's outlook. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And I'll tell you, George Barn is back with us. And every time he's with us, it never ceases to amaze me, the research results that he presents. And all I can say is put on your seatbelts. Get ready for this, because it turns out that Barack Obama was not the only one who wanted to fundamentally transform American society. A new survey by the American Culture and Faith Institute shows that a large majority of the nation's adults have radically redefined moral behavior related to family matters. And here to tell us more is the Executive Director of American Culture and Faith, the one and only George Barna. George, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. And you?
Hey, I'm doing great until I read this survey. This is incredibly shocking.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of depressing when you put this all in perspective. And when you think about how critically important these matters that we're looking at are here, this was a survey about people's reactions to different family-related behaviors and whether or not they think they're morally acceptable, morally unacceptable, or not even a moral issue, just a matter of personal preference. And what the survey showed was really pretty disappointing if you're a Christian.
Yeah, we're not even lukewarm anymore. I mean, you know, like the Church of Laodicea. And I got to tell you, I just spent last week a couple of days at Focus on the Family, where they've been fighting against the war on family for decades now. And when they hear this report, they're going to be disturbed, but all the more convinced that the war, number one, continues, and number two, they need to intensify the pushback.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. You know, to me, one of the things that a survey like this does is it makes me want to get together with my friends. We put our hands on each other's shoulders and just start shaking each other.
Exactly.
And say, come on, are we really awake? Do we really understand what's going on? Are we thinking? Because if we are, we have to recognize this is like the biggest red flag that could be put in front of us, and we've got to do something about it.
Well, you know, we talk about born-agains. They differ on 6 of 8 moral behaviors. Explain to our audience what we're looking at here, George.
Yeah, essentially what we were trying to do is figure out what do people think is morally acceptable behavior. Mm-hmm. And so we gave them 8 different behaviors that are kind of related to how families operate, what families become. And what we found was that on a large share of these, for instance, getting a divorce, 77% of Americans, 3 out of 4 Americans, mm-hmm. say that getting a divorce is either morally acceptable or it's not even a moral issue, mm-hmm. just a matter of personal preference. Sexual intercourse between an unmarried male and female adult, 71% say it's acceptable or not even a moral issue. Having a baby without the parents, the people who conceive the child, being married, 69% say that's acceptable. Intentionally looking at pictures or videos that display nudity or explicit sexual behavior, that is, intentionally looking at pornography, almost 6 out of 10, 58% say that's morally acceptable or not even a moral issue. And so you go on down the list, you know, 48% say having an abortion is acceptable, almost 3 out of 10 say that, you know, polygamy is morally acceptable. This is essentially rewriting the rules of morality and saying that whatever the Bible taught is irrelevant, we're not paying any attention to it, and we're certainly not obeying it. And then when we looked at born-again Christians, we found that, well, praise the Lord, there are some discernible differences on many of these factors. An average of 22 percentage points of difference across 7 of these 8 behaviors. Mm-hmm. However, having said that, we also found that a large majority of Christians support a number of these things, like 66% of born-again Christians say getting a divorce is morally acceptable, 54% say having a baby without the parents being married, morally acceptable, 51% sexual intercourse between unmarried adults, morally acceptable, and even 38% saying that intentionally viewing pornography is morally acceptable. So we've got problems in our own family as well.
You know, George, looking at these questions and the numbers that come up, the first thing that comes to mind is, are these numbers low? Because how honest do these people really want to be about talking about these moral issues, especially born-again Christians? Because I've heard the number of pornography, the impact of pornography, for example, in the pews of today's churches, much higher than the number that we're indicating here. And so I don't know. I mean, if regardless, the numbers are shocking. But even at that, you think, wow, if these are low, because sometimes people really don't want to give you, you know, a true answer because you may be putting them on the spot with some of these questions.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, with that in mind, one of the things that we're finding is that as these numbers get larger and larger for these kinds of behaviors, what's happening is that American society is accepting these behaviors as the new norm.
Yes.
The new normal. And so we're also therefore finding that more and more people feel free to come out and say, well, yeah, I do that. You know, with regard to born-again Christians, the difference there may be that there are a number of Christians who engage in some of these behaviors that the Bible would suggest are immoral. They know they're immoral, but they do them anyway. So there's that distinction as well, whether or not it's morally acceptable and whether or not they do it. We didn't ask whether they were doing these things.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Even higher.
Yeah, George, this is really scary stuff, and it's no wonder that our families are taking the brunt of this, our children. I mean, what is this doing to the next generation?
Well, it's interesting. When you look at the data by generation, what you see is significant movement on many of these things. And so, in particular, if we were to look at things like polygamy, you know, being married to more than one person at a time, what we find is that among people who are 65 or older, it's only 13% say that's morally acceptable. Boomers, 21%. But then you look at the two younger generations, those who are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and we're up close to 40% saying that polygamy is okay. So again, there's real growth across generations there. You look at things like pornography. And we noted that maybe these kind of figures are depressed a little bit, but among boomers and elders, you had roughly half who said looking at pornography is morally acceptable. But among the two younger generations, it's close to two-thirds.
Wow.
So, you know, the line keeps getting pushed farther and farther away from where God put that line in the sand.
George, this is pretty scary stuff. I mean, what do we do? I mean, the first instinct is yes, pray. But it's like, you know, where is the countervailing voice that comes out to say, something's got to stop here. I mean, this is not, the Bible is real clear on these issues. The fact that we're missing this mark, I mean, you've been going back for decades and talking about a biblical worldview and really following through, especially with born-agains, on what the Bible said. God really did say it, even though the culture would want to question it. But, boy, are we missing the mark here. I mean, this is really, really dangerous.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, we're certainly in the danger zone. The needle's up in the red part of the meter. And so I think we've got to recognize, you know what, this is a war. It's been going on now for 50 and 60 years. Mm-hmm. Some people still don't even recognize it as being a war. We've got to wake up. We've got to realize that to win that war, we've got to enlist. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we've got to get in the game.
Yes.
And so things need to change with us. You know, point number one, do a personal moral inventory. You know, compare what you believe to what the Bible teaches. Figure out where you may be missing the mark. Also, don't just look at what you believe. Look at your behavior.
Yes, exactly.
You know, where are you showing what you believe by what you do? As adults, you know, if we have children, recognize that the war is won or lost in the minds and the hearts of children. Mm-hmm. Because by the age of 13 is where our worldviews are determined, our moral precepts are in place. So we've really got to get onto this with young people. Churches need to be supporting families in this, giving parents the tools to do it. It's not the church's job to raise our kids. It's our job as the parents to do it, and we can do a better job of it. But part of that also has to do with their media diet. It also has to do with the laws, the people that we put into government,
exactly.
Who put laws into place that allow bad things to happen. So there's a lot that we can do, but we've got to be committed to doing it.
Are we not connecting the consequences of violating God's laws here, George? Obviously we're not.
Obviously we're not. And I think part of that goes back to some of the basic measures that we take a look at every month. You know, where we're looking at, are people even bothering to read the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to know what's in it if you're not spending time in it. We know that fewer and fewer Americans, fewer and fewer Christians are spending time reading the Bible. Fewer of them are involved in not just reading it, but studying it. Fewer of them are involved in any kind of a discipling relationship. That's an intense one, not just a, hey, let's get together for a small group Wednesday night and, you know, we'll have chips and dip and, you know, talk a little bit about the Lord. I mean, something that's really intense, as if we took this stuff seriously, as if
yes.
It really mattered, as if God truly cares and understands about what's going in our life. We're not taking it that seriously. We can do so much better.
Well, George, all I want to say is to the senior pastors, to Bible study leaders, to hustle. To this survey. Go to your website. Go to George's website. Download it. Talk about it in your small group. Talk about it with people in your inner circle to advise them and to make them aware of just how serious this problem is. George, tell them where they can go for more information.
Yeah, they can go to culturefaith.com, which will have the study there. GeorgeBarna.com will have the study there. We really want people to take this and spend time thinking and praying about it and then doing something about it. Because it's not just enough to know that we have a problem. We've got to solve this problem.
A transformation needs to take place, and this will go a long way in helping us realize how far we're missing the mark if we choose to be honest with ourselves and come to the face of God with humility and seek His truth and ask for His forgiveness. George Barna, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets.